When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today is Friday, August 27th. We'll tell you about the deadly terror attacks outside Afghanistan's main airport and how President Biden says the U.S. will retaliate. Also, a U.S. Supreme Court decision impacting renters and a new storm that could become a major hurricane before the end of the weekend. Plus, why electronics might cost you more soon, what to know about the start of college football, and who's making Dancing with the Stars history on the next season. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It was the deadliest day for American troops in Afghanistan in a decade. Two explosions ripped through the crowds outside the Kabul airport, and it happened just hours after the warning we told you about yesterday, when the U.S. and other governments warned people to leave that area because of terror threats. Ultimately, 13 American service members were killed and 18 were hurt. On top of that, the blasts killed at least 60 Afghans and hurt at least 140 of them. The explosions happened outside the gate, where huge crowds of people are screened for bombs and weapons before moving forward to get on an evacuation flight. The ISIS terror group claimed responsibility for these attacks. The Taliban, who recently took control of Afghanistan, were not thought to be involved. They condemned the attack. In fact, the Taliban and ISIS are considered rivals, not allies. And right now, at least, experts say ISIS is the bigger threat to America's efforts to evacuate people from the country. Top military officials say they worry about more attacks. Still, flights kept taking off from the Kabul airport, just with more security. The U.S. has evacuated about 100,000 people so far and has promised to keep flying Americans and American allies out of Afghanistan up until August 31st. Tens of thousands of Afghans who qualify for special immigration visas are still waiting to be evacuated, as well as hundreds of American citizens. But that's no longer the only mission there. In an emotional speech from the White House, President Biden said he's asked commanders to strike back against ISIS with force, telling the group's leaders, quote, "We will hunt you down and make you pay." Flags around the U.S. were lowered to half-staff to honor the bombing victims, both U.S. military and innocent civilians. Today, Israel's new prime minister is set to meet with President Biden for the first time. But already, it seems the two leaders are at odds about a couple of big issues. For starters, the Iranian nuclear deal. President Biden has said he wants to bring back an agreement that's meant to keep Iran from building nuclear weapons. But talks have stalled. And Israel is worried this pause will give Iran the chance to keep developing a nuclear program without any pressure from the U.S. or European allies, especially since officials have their attention focused on the crisis in Afghanistan. So at today's meeting, Israel's new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, is expected to give Biden a new plan to take on Iran. Stay tuned for the details and what Biden thinks of it. Separately, President Biden, like many presidents before him, has called for peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians following decades of contention. But Bennett has already ruled that out. He wants to take more control over the West Bank, which Palestinians believe is their territory. Either way, both leaders say they want to normalize relations with each other. Israel is still one of the most powerful countries in the Middle East, and the U.S. considers it one of its most important allies. A group of police officers is now suing former President Trump and others for the January 6th Capitol riot. The seven officers were attacked and beaten during that riot, so they filed a lawsuit against Trump, the Trump campaign, his longtime advisor Roger Stone, and members of far-right extremist groups. They say those people encouraged the mob to violently try to overturn the results of the presidential election. And the officers are seeking damages, wanting Trump and the others to have to pay an unspecified amount of money. This is not the first civil lawsuit former President Trump has faced over the January 6th attack. Two other Capitol officers sued him earlier this year, accusing him of inciting the riot. So far, Trump and his lawyers have not responded to this latest lawsuit, but legal experts told Politico it'll be tough to prove the claims against him because of freedom of speech protections. By the way, there's still a House committee investigating that riot, and it made its first request for detailed records. The lawmakers on that panel want to see Trump's every movement and meeting from January 6th, as well as all communication between government agencies on that day. They also want information about the planning, organization, and funding of the Stop the Steal rally Trump spoke at just before the riot broke out. And a lot more. Former President Trump says he'll try to block those requests, and he called the whole investigation partisan. A nationwide freeze on evictions is ending. The government first banned landlords from evicting their tenants last year when a lot of people lost their jobs and got behind on rent. Congress first approved the ban as part of a relief bill. Then the CDC kept extending the freeze. Well, last night, the U.S. Supreme Court said in a 6-3 decision, the CDC actually does not have that power, and only Congress could impose a new ban. The White House said it was disappointed by this decision and called on cities, states, local courts, and landlords to work to prevent evictions. The latest Census Bureau data shows about 3.5 million American households face eviction in the next 2 months. Meteorologists are keeping a close eye on another tropical storm that could hit the U.S. as a powerful hurricane. Tropical storm Ida formed in the Caribbean near the Cayman Islands, and forecasts show it could get a lot stronger and reach the Gulf Coast near Louisiana by Sunday. For now, the range is anywhere between Port Arthur, Texas, and Biloxi, Mississippi, and even that could still change. This hurricane could bring winds stronger than 100 miles an hour, rain totals over a foot, and possibly a storm surge above 10 feet. So experts are telling people who live near the Gulf Coast, from Florida to Texas, to get ready for this just in case. And that means getting a hurricane safety kit stocked and getting an evacuation plan prepared. All right, more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, KiwiCo. And I'm excited to tell you about KiwiCo, which creates hands-on projects for kids of all ages. I personally take comfort knowing each KiwiCo crate is designed by experts and tested by kids. In fact, KiwiCo spends more than 1,000 hours designing and testing every crate. And they cover different age groups, from babies to teens. For our new baby Dax, the Panda crate gave us great supplies to engage his developing brain without having to run out to the store or stress about what supplies to get. We've already used the tummy time mirror, for example, and we love sort of reading the black and white cards to him as he stares at them in wonder. It's great to know we're helping support his visual development from day one. Your child can learn something new every month as well. Especially for older kids, projects offer structure, fun, and opportunities for hands-on exploration at home, from sailing the solar system to engineering a drip irrigation system and more. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid at KiwiCo. So get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's KIWICO.com/newsworthy. kiwico.com/newsworthy. The federal government is moving forward with plans to use facial recognition software more often. A new report from the Government Accountability Office, or GAO, shows at least 10 federal agencies want to greatly expand face scanning in the next 2 years. Most agencies use the technology now so employees can unlock their phones and laptops or access buildings. But a growing number of agencies say they want to use it to track people and investigate crimes as well. Supporters say this type of tech has played a crucial role in finding and stopping major criminals. But critics argue it's an invasion of privacy. As the Washington Post reports, the federal agencies can expect some pushback from some local governments. Already, at least 3 states and more than a dozen cities have either banned or restricted police or other officials from using facial recognition software. There are concerns about both privacy and accuracy. A lawyer for an independent watchdog group told the Washington Post it might eventually be up to Congress to decide how far the extra surveillance can go. It's possible your phones and other electronics are about to get more expensive. That's because the world's largest computer chip supplier decided to raise prices to help deal with the ongoing global chip shortage. The price for more advanced chips, like the ones Apple uses in its iPhones, is going up by 10%. Less advanced chips, like what car companies may use in new vehicles, will cost about 20% more. It's unclear how soon those price hikes will be passed on to shoppers. As people emerge from pandemic lockdowns, the demand for electricity has spiked worldwide. Researchers say so far this year, we've used about 5% more electricity compared to before the pandemic in 2019. It means carbon dioxide pollution has also gone up. The report did also find wind and solar power is generating about a tenth of the world's electricity, which is double what it was just 6 years ago. But it's apparently not enough to meet the rising demand for electricity. So coal is making a comeback. This is all according to a new report from a London think tank called Ember. The college football season kicks off tomorrow, and teams have extra incentives this year to make sure their athletes stay healthy. The 5 major conferences all say if a team cannot play because of a COVID-19 outbreak, they'll have to forfeit. Those conferences include the Big 10, Big 12, SEC, ACC, and Pac-12. Some schools are requiring all of their students and student athletes to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Think Michigan, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. But even programs without mandates are strongly encouraging vaccination. As for the fans, those rules will differ by state. Schools like LSU and Oregon State announced this week fans will either have to show a negative COVID test or proof that they've been vaccinated to enter the stadiums. When it comes to the competition on the field, sports analysts say the University of Alabama will again be the team to beat. For the fourth time in 6 years, the Crimson Tide was ranked in the top spot on the AP's annual Top 25 preseason poll, and Alabama won last year's national championship. The teams rounding out the top five are Oklahoma, Clemson, Ohio State, and the University of Georgia. The next season of the popular show Dancing with the Stars will be a historic one. For the first time in the show's 30 seasons, there will be a same-sex couple on the dance floor. Singer and internet personality JoJo Siwa was revealed as one of the contestants this week. She says the show asked if she wanted a woman or a man as her partner, and she chose a woman. Siwa came out as a member of the LGBTQ community earlier this year. Also joining the Dancing with the Stars cast is Olympic gymnast Suni Lee. She recently won 3 medals in Tokyo, including gold in the women's all-around. Lee and Siwa's dancing partners, as well as the rest of the cast, will be revealed next month. The new season of Dancing with the Stars premieres September 20th on ABC. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by Policy Genius. As you prep for back-to-school season, slide securing life insurance onto that to-do list. As Policy Genius points out, most people need 10 times the life insurance coverage than they get through their employer in order to properly provide for their families. But how do you know when you're getting the best deal? Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from more than a dozen top insurers. In fact, you could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Now, if you haven't heard of it, Policy Genius is America's leading online insurance marketplace with a mission to help people get insurance right. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you and not the insurance companies. Also, Policy Genius never sells your info to other companies and it does not add on extra fees. So check it out. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. Now back to Feel Good Friday. A Georgia man says he's on a mission to change the world $1 at a time. Anthony Talley started his program called $1 Thursdays to show even the smallest donations can really add up to make a huge difference. Every Thursday, Talley asks people for $1 donations to help someone in need. He raised about $8,000 in the last year. Most of that was donated to a man whose home burned down. Now Talley says he's focused on helping a mother of 10 children who needs a new car because her old one was totaled in a crash. Talley also uses the donations for smaller acts of kindness, like buying ice cream for elementary school classrooms. He says his goals are to spread joy and to change the lives of others any way he can. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode and back on Monday with your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.